Change. What is change? It's a six-letter word, both a noun and a verb, and an idea that either scares you or thrills you. Whether you thrive in new situations or you try to avoid them at all costs, you must try to get comfortable with the concept of change, because it's not going away anytime soon. Better yet, you should get to a point where you understand how to change your life gracefully and strategically. By definition, change means the act or instance of making or becoming different. If you're thinking, that seems pretty hard to define, you're right. By its very nature, change is hard to characterize, because change is always changing. That's mind-blowing, right? This is exactly why so many people fear change. It's the unknown, and most humans aren't comfortable with the unknown. In the context of your life, change is broken down into several stages. It isn't instantaneous, nor is it experienced the same way for every person. So to understand what it means to you, let's look at five stages of experiencing change. 1. Pre-contemplation. In the first stage of changing or pivoting your life, you're in denial. You don't think you need to make a change, or you're not really prepared to make one yet. 2. Contemplation. This stage is when you decide something needs to change. You may not necessarily be ready for the change, but you know something needs to be different. More times than not, the contemplation stage is when you realize you will need to take on this challenge on your own. 3. Preparation. At this point, you've not only acknowledged that you want to make a change, but you've also decided that you will. You may not have a game plan for how you'll make these changes, but you are committed to the pivot. 4. Action. This is the exciting stage when you're starting to put things into high gear. You're making changes and taking action to ensure that your life is pivoting. You're on the path to success. 5. Maintenance. This stage is often underappreciated, but it's critical to the success of your new lifestyle. In order to keep things afloat, you need to keep up with the changes you've implemented in your life. You may experience some setbacks, and that's okay. The important thing is that you keep tracking with your goals and the changes you've implemented in your life. If you're feeling overwhelmed by looking at these stages, don't worry. Everything has a process in life, and change is no different. Making a pivot in your life doesn't mean you need to follow a strict process. The stages above are simply listed so that you understand you shouldn't expect a significant life pivot to happen immediately. You'll be able to relate to these steps and better understand what your mind is going through as you pivot your life. Why do we struggle with it? Think about the quote, "Change is the only constant." It sounds like an oxymoron, right? After all, if change is the only constant, doesn't that mean that nothing is consistent? If you're thinking this way, you're on the right track. Change is omnipresent. Everything and everyone is always changing. We can't keep track of changes, which makes us nervous because it means we're consistently operating within the unknown. We'll let you in on a secret that you probably already know. Humans don't like the unknown. In addition to that, here are a few other reasons why we struggle with change. 1. It's risky. Let's face it, when we change something up, we don't know what to expect. The outcome could either be better than our starting point or worse. That's a big risk. Think about people who change their hairstyles all the time. They're taking a risk that they may not love their new do, but on the flip side, there's a good chance they'll find the perfect look by testing out something different. The risk element can be scary, but we shouldn't view it as an obstacle, just something we can work on. 2. We lack purpose. It's one thing to make a change, it's another to have a purposeful quest towards a life pivot. If you set out to make a change, that's exactly what you'll do. But there's no guarantee that you'll maintain or enjoy it. On the other hand, if you start with a why, your change will have purpose and strategy, which in the long run leads to adherence and commitment. 3. The changes are unrealistic. A classic example is New Year's resolutions. The first week of January, the gyms are crowded, people are significantly more friendly, and everyone's on their A game at work. But after a few short weeks, everything's back to normal. In this case, and many other cases, people have a hard time implementing changes because they're setting up unrealistic expectations for themselves. If you want your life changes to stick, keep them realistic, measurable, and purposeful. Humans like stability. In fact, we crave it. The reason we struggle with change is that it's a neurological imperative to be kept safe. Our primal brain is wired to crave safety and security to help us survive. When we start to step out of our comfort zone, we hear a little voice in our head telling us it's too risky, we can't do it, What if we fail? So as you begin to make changes, even small ones, expect and accept that there will be self-doubt and fear that come up. It's just your brain trying to keep you safe. No matter how open you are to risk or how much you crave spontaneity, you, like everyone else, feel most comfortable with stability. Before you start trying to prove that you're not in favor of a stable life, let's look at a few examples that show just how extreme this principle goes. In other words, it encompasses everyone and every situation. Example 1. Sandra is a freelance graphic designer. She loves what she does, and she grew up under the notion that passion was more important than pay. Things change when she begins to really struggle with money. She has to pick up a second job, rarely sees her family, and is always stressed out. The change. Sandra would have never envisioned herself saying this before, but she decides she wants to pursue a more stable career path. She decides that she can always do graphic design in her spare time, but that a steady paycheck sounds like the best option for her. She made a change that would have scared her just months ago, but after a series of life events, she decided it was best, and she pivoted her life for the better. Example 2. Josh doesn't like to exercise. It's never been a big part of his life, and he gets bored as soon as he hops on the treadmill. There's a part of him that's nervous about exercising. It's intimidating to work out around other people who are experienced and comfortable with working out. For him, stability means sitting at home and watching his favorite TV show with his wife. The change. After a checkup with the doctor, Josh realizes he needs to adopt a more active lifestyle. This wasn't in the cards for him a few months ago, but his doctor's visit catalyzes a shift. He knows that he'll feel a little unstable or uncomfortable at first, but he also knows that it's best for him, and his mindset shifts accordingly. Example 3. Artie works at a grocery store and he loves his job. He's friends with all his coworkers. He gets discounts on food, and he was recently named Employee of the Month. For him, it's stable and it's dependable. He's never thought about changing his job or moving to a new city because he knows there's no guarantee that he would like it. The change. One day, everything changes. He walks into work and decides he wants to do something else and experience a new environment. He doesn't know where he'll go or what he'll do, but this change of mind is compelling enough to encourage him to do it quickly. Artie realizes that stability, although nice, is never a guarantee. He could lose his job tomorrow and would still be faced with uncertainties. He's now ready to take on a new environment and a new challenge. All these examples are pretty different from each other. One of them may resonate with you, or maybe none of them do. The vital thing to note with each of these examples is that life is never a guarantee. Stability and certainty are nice to haves, but they're not a rite of passage. As humans, we have to embrace that change will happen, and sometimes we need to catalyze that change. The next time you struggle with change, remind yourself that it is 100% normal. Remember that it's just your brain's way of keeping you alive, so the species survives. In order to continue progressing and evolving, we need to be able to not only embrace change, but enact it. Now that you know what change really is, how change pertains to you, and why we as humans struggle with it, it's time to talk about the positives. Why is transformation necessary? What benefits does it have on your life? How will it impact you in a positive way? We'll answer all those questions and more. Why is change important? If you're reading this with a "what's in it for me" attitude, you're not alone. We rarely associate change with positivity, but you probably do associate change with impact. Think about it logically. If things remain the same, there is no impact. Envision a diagram with a straight horizontal line. That is life without change. Sure, you may minimize the risks, but you also minimize the successes. With that in mind, here are some reasons why change is important and impactful. 1. Personal growth. Just like flowers need water to grow, you need change to grow. With change comes learning and personal growth opportunities that will challenge you as a person for the better. You'll be pushed out of your comfort zone in the best way possible. 2. Confidence. Do you know that feeling you get when you overcome an obstacle and you're over the moon happy with yourself? That's a healthy dose of confidence that you'll get when you pivot your life. You'll be able to look back on all the challenges you overcame and the great things you did, and you'll celebrate. That confidence is priceless, and it's inevitable with life pivots and transitions, especially when you tackle it all on your own. 3. Motivation. Motivation is contagious. It starts with one small win, and soon enough, you can't get enough of it. In the context of changes of life, motivation will come much easier to you because you'll know what you're looking for. You'll have more aim, and you'll be so much more excited about potential pivots in your life. It starts with a big one, and lucky for you, you're already halfway there. 4. Resilience. Resilience is a big deal, and for many, it's highly underrated. Being resilient means you won't back down or give up when life gets hard. And as you know, life isn't always easy. Being able to weather the storms that change brings, you'll naturally become stronger. 5. Excitement. We've talked about the harsh aspects of change or pivots in life, but there's a whole world of confusion that exists in the realm of transitions. Making changes in your life is exhilarating. There are new people to meet, new places to go, healthy habits to develop, and things to learn about yourself. 6. Opens the right doors and closes the wrong ones. More often than not, you decide to make a change because something isn't going the way you want it to. In a way, you're trying to close a door that doesn't seem like the right one for you. When you embrace change, you commit yourself to closing all the wrong doors until you finally open the right one. We can't guarantee that it'll happen on the first try, but rest assured, you will definitely be able to move on in your life when you're committed to making changes. 7. Gives you a story. Have you ever been asked, "What's your story?" and had a hard time answering that? It may be because you've hit a stopping point and you're no longer a fan of your story. Your story is uniquely yours, and it should be exciting, happy, and you. The decision to pivot your life is a chance to rewrite your story. You're in the driver's seat here, so when you get nervous about taking a chance and mixing things up, remember that you are the writer of your own story. 8. Flexibility. Like an athlete who stretches every day, your mental bandwidth will stretch as you put yourself up to the challenge of tackling new changes. You'll become more adaptable because you'll recognize that change is constant and life is fluid. We can't just hope that things will always be the same and that things will always be comfortable. Instead, we'll learn how to be flexible when things take an unexpected turn, which will help you at work, in relationships, and on a personal level. 9. Learn your strengths. In addition to becoming more confident, you'll also learn a lot more about your strengths and weaknesses. Pivoting your life takes a tremendous amount of introspection, and in those periods of self-reflection and learning, you'll realize your strengths on a new level. 10. Compassion. Anytime you get sucked into a routine, you become wrapped up in your own bubble. You may forget what's going on in the world or what it's like to go through a hardship. This lack of compassion often goes hand in hand with a mundane, routine lifestyle. Making a change does the opposite. It gives you an appreciation for challenges and triumphs and reconnects you to the human experience, the good, the bad, and ugly of it. In the long run, this compassion will help you and those around you.